blood of Christ. I want you to take your Bible tonight, turn with me to the book of Daniel. And I want you to find chapter number 6. Daniel chapter number 6. We talked last night about Daniel. One of the things that we said, and the main focus of the message was this, that Daniel had a choice to either go in the right direction or to go in the wrong direction. Let me just stop and say this, the choice is ultimately yours. You make the decision if you're going to live for God or if you're going to live for the work. And the decision is yours to make. It's not mama's decision. It's not daddy's decision. It's not the preacher's decision. But the truth is, the decision is yours. And there are going to be things that we all face. There are going to be troubles that we all go through, just like Daniel, that's either going to push us in the right direction or it's going to push us in the wrong direction. Now, I want to encourage you to make the right decisions this year. This next school year that you're going to be going in, I want to encourage you. Make the right friends. Choose the right people to hang out with. You say, well, Brother Brandon, I'm just trying to help them. Let me say this. There's been a lot of good people who've tried to help folks, and they've ended up pulling them down with them. You just pray for them. You say, well, Brother Brandon, I'm going to try my best to go when they're hanging out on a tailgate, and I'm going to try my best to win them to the Lord. My preacher, Brother Jonathan McNeese, said this one time, and it's always stuck in my heart. Your absence will speak louder than your presence. When all them boys are hanging out on a tailgate, they've got a cold beer in their hand, they're going to say, where's so-and-so? No, you may not be there to defend yourself. There's going to be people that's going to speak up and say, man, you didn't hear? They got saved last week at Reality Check. They got saved at youth camp last week. They're not part of this anymore, but they're living for the Lord. And I promise you, your absence will speak louder than your presence. I could tell you story after story. Let me just stop. Let me just be real to you. Some of you, there, you got preachers in here. I was saved when I was 14. God called me to preach when I was 15. And can I just be real and transparent with you and say I know what it's like to have that battle going on the inside, to want to live for Jesus, but then get around your friends and slip up and want to do the same things that they're doing. Serve the Lord. Serve God. One day you're going to look back. Let me just stop and say, the friends that you got now probably ain't even going to be your friends when you're 21, 22 years old. The things that you're so worried about now ain't even going to matter 7, 8 years from now. But you want me to tell you what will count? Is the decisions you make here in these church services to say, I'm going to serve God. And when those friends are no longer around, there's still going to be something on the inside that says, I'm going to keep serving Jesus. Daniel chapter number 6. The Bible says in verse number 1 that it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and the princes. Notice this, because an excellent spirit was in him. I could say a whole lot right there. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find none occasion nor fault, For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king, and they said unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governor and the princes, the counselors, the captains, they said, we've consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore, King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open, in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day, and he prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. We find here in the book of Daniel that there's a lot of things that could be said. But here's the thought that I want to leave with you. If you listen to anything, you listen to the first 5 minutes, 10 minutes of me preaching, and I want you to get what I'm going to say. How many of you know that Daniel is about to go into the lion's den? Daniel is about to be put in a place where his fate has been sealed, and he's being sent there to die because he disobeys the law that they made up against him. Now, here's my thought tonight. God could have done things like he wanted to, but we talked about the process in which God had to do it. And a lot of times in this Christian life, there are going to be things that you pray for, and you're going to say, God, please deliver me from this lion's den. God, deliver me from the trouble that I'm in. God, deliver me from the hurt that I'm going through. But let me say this, sometimes it's not in God's plan yet to deliver you. But first we have to find that God is trying to develop Daniel. God has to have Daniel go through some things in order to develop Daniel to be the person that he wants him to be. And the things that you're praying for, God, remove this from my life. God, take this away from me. God, help me get through this. Sometimes God will still allow you to be in those situations because God is trying to develop you to be the Christian he wants you to be. Let's take a survey. Y'all ready? How many of you honestly have went through something and in the middle of it you thought, this is going to kill me? Be honest. You know what though? You're still here. You're still living. And the truth is, if you could look back on those things that you thought were going to kill you, you can look back at those things and say, man, maybe that was God just trying to develop me. And though I thought it was going to kill me right in the middle of the situation, I look back on it and realize I'm a better person because of it. I'm a better Christian because of the things I had to go through. And the fact is, God is not ready to deliver Daniel, but God is trying to develop Daniel. And the things that you're going through tonight, you may pray and ask God to deliver them, but just understand this, it may not be in God's plan right now to deliver you. But it may be that God's trying to develop you. I want you to notice 3 things about the development of Daniel. Number one, notice this, it wasn't easy. We read in the first part of the scripture where they came against Daniel. The princes and the presidents, they the people who were supposed to be Daniel's friends, they came to Daniel and they started lying about him. Here it is. Not everybody's going to be happy you're serving Jesus. Not everybody's going to clap their hands and say, boy, thank the Lord, I'm glad you're serving Jesus. But the truth is, there are going to be some who look at the decisions that you've made, they're going to look at the things that you're doing, and they're going to try everything in their power to get you to slip up, to get you to fall. And the fact is, serving Jesus may not always be easy, but it's worth it. There are people who are lying against Daniel. His own friends are coming against him. The ones that were supposed to be close to him, they are now looking at Daniel and lying about him. And the truth is, it was not easy when God was developing Daniel. I'm here to tell you, sometimes God's way is the hardest way. I didn't come to preach gloom and agony, but I did come to tell you the truth. And I have lived long enough to know that sometimes God's way is not the easy way, but most of the times God's way is the hardest way. But the truth is, when God puts us through the hard times, He understands that the hard things that we have to go through are going to develop us to be the Christian that we need to be. And so when things aren't easy, when everything's not going your way, when nothing seems to be right in your life, just stand back and say, God, I know it's not easy right now, but I want you to develop me. I want you to use these hard times. I want you to use these troubles. I want you to use this situation and use these things to develop me to be the Christian that you want me to be. It wasn't easy. People lied about him. But Daniel knew that it was the right thing in order for God to develop him to be the Christian he needed to be. Number one, it wasn't easy. Number two, I want you to know this, it wasn't expected. Now let's just be honest. I'm an honest person. If that had been me in that situation, let me tell you, I don't even like going to the zoo. I mean, I just don't. Y'all don't have all that stuff. That lion gets out of there, he will kill you. And I'm scared of bears. Somebody say amen right there. I mean, have y'all seen the Facebook videos of the bear climbing up the tree stand while the hunter's in there? You know, I mean, what are you going to do? 500-pound bear, he's climbing up the tree. I mean, it's just, I'm going to have nightmares tonight. But if it had been me, I would have said, you know, Lord, you don't have to let me go to that lion's den. You don't, if you see fit, I don't even have to go down there because you're God and you can do things like you want to. And Lord, if you just see fit, why don't you just not even let me go down there to that den of lions? But I come to tell you, God's not always going to do things like you expect Him to. Sometimes when you think God's going to take you this way, it may just be God turns you and says, no, let's go this way. It wasn't expected. God, you can do this a different way. But sometimes God doesn't do things like we think He should. Sometimes God doesn't answer the prayers just the way we want Him to. But you have to understand that everything that Daniel is going through is developing him to be the person that he needs him to be. The things that you're praying about tonight, the things that you came down here and you laid on the altar and you begged God to do something about them, He may not do it like you want Him to. But just know this, God loves you and He's going to develop you to be the Christian that you need to be. It wasn't easy. It wasn't expected. Lord, you could do this a whole nother way, but we're going to trust that it's all in your plan and it's all in your purpose. But I want you to notice this, and I'm done. It wasn't easy. It wasn't expected. But here's the last one. It was essential. Daniel had to go to that den of lions. Daniel had to walk through that trial. I want to follow the Lord here, but I want to give this to you the way the Lord's put on my heart. Daniel would have never known that God could deliver him out of the lion's den if he had never went to the lion's den. You would never know that God could heal cancer until you've been through it and God healed you of that cancer. You would have never known that God could help you get through the divorce that your mom and daddy went through. You hear me, boys? You would have never understood that God could do the very things that you think He could if it hadn't been for Him letting you go through those things. But the truth is, God's going to let you walk through some valleys. And God's going to let you walk through some things. And you're going to say, Lord, I don't want to do it. But the whole time God's saying, it's essential. You have to go through it. You have to walk through those things. You have to face dark times because I'm trying to develop you to be the Christian that you need to be. It was essential. Y'all remember we read about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, three Hebrew children? Y'all remember that? Y'all remember how God puts them in the fiery furnace and He delivers them out? And there was no harm found on their body? Daniel couldn't just live off somebody else's testimony. But Daniel had to experience firsthand that God not only can do something for them, He can do something for me. I'm just trying to be real with you. I know God can heal cancer. Somebody say amen. But I believe God will heal cancer for you. But if it come to my house, it came into my life, it'd be a whole different story. And God may let you walk through those things. Because He don't want you living off mama's testimony. He don't want you just living off daddy's testimony. He don't want you living off your brother's testimony. He don't want you living off brother Robbie's testimony. He don't want you living off your youth leader's testimony. But God will put you in places and He'll let you go to the lion's den because it is essential for you to develop you into the Christian that He wants you to be. I don't know why God does the things He does. But I do know this, God's way is perfect. And if God will allow you to go through something, I promise you this, He'll use it to help build you into a better Christian. I'll tell you this story and I'm done. If this is recording, you can shut it off now. I don't want to tell all my business, but my wife couldn't be with me tonight. And I told you, I don't know why God does the things He does. Brother Robbie, I don't know what it's like to be raised in a broken home. I don't know what it's like to have parents that are divorced. But there's been night after night that me and my wife have sat in our living room floor. Brother Robbie, she's looked at me in the eyes and said, Brandon, why doesn't my daddy love me? Why don't my dad want anything to do with me? Why won't he call me? Why won't he text me? Why won't he come by and see me? And can I tell you, I don't have the answers. But I do know this. I felt the presence of God come into that little house that we live in. And when I didn't have the answers, and when I didn't know why we had to walk through those lion's dens, God's presence was there. And you may have to go through some things this year that you didn't want to go through. And you're going to look at God and say, Lord, why did you put me in this lion's den? Lord, why did you let me come down here to die? But just like Daniel, you may not know why, but I bet the presence of God will sweep in. And when you don't have answers, God's grace will be enough to carry you through that lion's den. When I look at my wife in the eyes and I don't have the answers, the only thing I can say is that God's grace is sufficient, and the peace that passeth all understanding will help you get through this trial. And here's what I tell her, the same thing I'm going to tell you. God will use this very thing and to develop you to be the Christian that you need to be, and later on down the road help somebody else that needs help with the same situation you're facing. Some of you know what it's like to live in a broken home. And you've experienced the peace of God in the midst of that trial. Maybe a good night to wrap your arms around somebody you know is going through that same trial and say, I don't know all the answers, but I do know God's peace will cover your life. I don't know why God took the family member that you've been praying for, but I do know that God's grace is sufficient, and He'll see you through those trials. I want you to stand with me all over the building. Pianist is coming, every head bowed and every eye closed. Say, Brother Brandon, I'm in the lion's den. I'm in a place where if God doesn't show up, I know that these things will kill me. I'll ask you two questions. We'll pray. I wonder if you're here tonight and you say, Brother Brandon, pray for me because I'm in the lion's den. Who'd slip up your hand and say, Brother Brandon, just pray for me because I'm dealing with some things right now and it's got me in the same place that Daniel is, in the midst of a lion's den, in the midst of trial, in the midst of problems. Thank you for your honesty. I'll tell you this. Stay faithful to the Lord. Because God sent Daniel down there to the lion's den, not to kill him, but to give him something that he could live off of. God's not trying to kill you. God's not trying to hurt you. But those things you're going through tonight, God is going to use them to help you live off of and to help carry you through the rest of your life. Wonder who'd find a place at this altar. Say, Lord, help me in this lion's den. Help me down here in this den of lions that I'm living in. Help me not to give up. Help me not to lay down. Lord, don't let me quit. But Lord, just help me. Christians are coming. You find a place on this altar and you pray as long as you need to. While every head's bowed and every eye's closed, I'll ask you one more question. Wherever you are, down in the altar, if you're right back at your seat, here's what I want you to do. You may be here tonight and say, Brother Brandon, if I was to die right now, I don't know where I would spend an eternity. I want you to pray for me. I want you to pray for me. I wonder wherever you are, if that's you, you say, Brother Brandon, pray for me. I don't know if I'm saved. I just want you to slip up your hand. Just let me see it. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to come to where you are. I just want to pray for you. Is that you tonight? Say, Brother Brandon, pray for me. I don't know if I'm saved. Just slip your hand up, slip it right back down. No one's going to come to you. Ain't nobody going to embarrass you.
Just continue to pray.